The next thing I knew, we were coasting into the station. And here comes that same soothing voice, this time telling us to look around our seats and make sure we've got all our personals. Our gunner, you can. Like we were on a damn TWA flight landing at Idlewild. It wasn't until we were out on the platform that we saw the last 9 cars of the train were gone. Thank God they were all empty. She cast a baleful but frightened eye toward the far end of the street. Hope whatever's down there chokes on them. Then she brightened. There's one good thing. At speeds of up to 300 miles an hour, which is what that ain't we happy voice said the spirit of Topeka was doing, we must have left Master Spider Boy in the dust.
I wouldn't count on it, Roland said.
She rolled her eyes wearily. Don't tell me that.
I do tell you. But we'll deal with Mordred when the time comes, and I don't think that'll be today.
Good.
Have you been beneath the Dogon again? I take it you have.
Susanna's eyes grew round. Isn't it something? Makes Grand Central look like a train station someplace out in Sticksville, USA. How long did it take you to find your way up?
If it had just been me, I'd still be wandering around down there, Roland admitted. Oi found the way out. I assumed he was following your scent.
Susanna considered this. Maybe he was. Jake's more likely. Did you cross a wide passage with a sign on the wall reading, Show Orange Pass Only, Blue Pass Not Accepted? Roland nodded, but the fading sign painted on the wall had meant little to him. He had identified the passage which the wolves took at the beginning of their raids by the sight of 2 motionless gray horses far down the passage, and another of those snarling masks. He had also seen a moccasin he remembered quite well, one that had been made from a chunk of rubber. One of Ted's or Dinky's, he decided. Chimi Ruiz had no doubt been buried in his.